Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake. And, boy, it's been a tough week for Minnesota sports. The Wolves lost to the Sacramento Kings. The Vikings quarterback is in concussion protocol after total disaster in Green Bay. The Chicago Bears just won. It's not been looking all that great. The Gophers lost to Northwestern in the Wrigley game. However, there is one shining beam of light. And where is it coming from? Yonder in St. Paul, where the Minnesota Wild have won 7 games. And from the Pioneer Press, Jess Myers, we bring in to discuss it. Jess, they're holding up an entire 2 cities worth of sports right now. The Wild get a win today, 3-2, over the Colorado Avalanche. What in the world has gotten in to the Minnesota Wild, Jess?
There's a new guy here. He's called the Wall of St. Paul. Jesper Wallstedt, rookie. He had a lousy year last year. He admits it. He admits that it was in his head. Like, he had to start over from scratch. You know, he was a high draft pick. The Wild picked him in the first round in 2021. And hadn't lived up to those expectations yet, but he finally got his chance this year with Marc-Andre Fleury retiring. And the kid has been amazing. He's 7-0-2 after today. So, they've got a true 2-person goalie tandem that they can count on. And, yeah, like you said, 11-1-1 now in November after they won 3. Count them 3 out of their first 12 games. It's been amazing.
Okay, I want you to tell me a little bit more about, what did you call them? The Great Wall of St. Paul, is that what we call them?
The Wall?
Oh, just the Wall.
The Wall of St. Paul. Now, this is what's funny. They have T-shirts already, of course.
Okay,
The Wall of St. Paul, they say. They got Jesper Wallstedt on them. When they came into the locker room before today's game, he was starting, and every locker room stall had a Wall of St. Paul T-shirt. Now, Jesper Wallstedt admitted after the game, he was confused by this. He's like, am I supposed to wear my own T-shirt? Is that how it works? But no, he played great. He gets a win in a shootout over a Colorado team. How about this? They've lost one game in regulation this season. They hadn't lost any kind of game since November 1st, and the Wild get the win today. So you want to talk about a statement. I mean, these are the two hottest teams in the NHL. And as I wrote in my story, you know, it's we're eating cold turkey and leftover sweet potatoes, so it may be too early to talk about playoff previews. But, man, these two teams look like they want to play again in May.
Well, if Wallstedt is playing like this, then, yeah, that looks like they will be. But how much of this is just a typical goalie hot streak? How much of it is, like, this is what he was supposed to be and took a big step? I think that's one of the hardest questions to answer in hockey is when a goaltender is playing well. Like, is this who he's going to be all season long? That's why you're the hockey reporter. So what do you think?
Well, you want something funny, Matthew? You want to have some fun on social media? Go on X and just search for the name Wallstedt in quotes. And then count how many mentions of him are from disgruntled Edmonton fans. Because in 2021, Edmonton, I believe, was on the clock at number 20, and then they traded down with the Wild. The Wild traded down two picks and used the 20th pick to grab Jesper Wallstedt. Now, Edmonton has been to the last two Stanley Cup finals. They've been to Game 7, all of that. The one thing this Edmonton team is missing is goaltending. And, boy, are the fans letting them know it right now that, man, you could have had Jesper Wallstedt, and you passed him up. You let him go for, probably a third-round draft pick or something silly like that. So I don't know how sustainable it is. I don't think Jesper Wallstedt is going to go the entire season without a regulation loss. I think that's unrealistic. But he plays, and this is what you want from a goalie, he plays a quiet game. You don't see highlight reel saves. You don't see sprawling, spread-out stuff. He plays one of those goalie games similar to like a Martin Brodeur when he's always in position. Everything looks easy because he's in the right spot. He knows where the shot's coming from. He knows how to be square to it. And that's how he's winning games. And I think that's a really good sign.
Well, one thing I do know, Jess, from my time covering hockey back in the day is that whenever a goalie plays this well, it's rarely just the goalie's fault. Or I shouldn't say fault, but it's rarely just him that is the reason for the success. Early in the season, I attended my first Wild game in a while, and they gave up like 7 goals that night. So what has happened to the entire team to rally around their goaltender?
They've gotten stronger defensively. That's a real simple thing. And let's face it, the Wild are kind of a mess of injuries right now. You know, guys like Vladimir Tarasenko and Marco Rossi, and as of today, Marcus Foligno, are all on the injured reserve list. They're not available. They did get some good news today because Ryan Hartman came back, and that was unknown. Like, he literally went out and skated by himself on Thanksgiving Day to get himself going. But I asked Kirill Kaprizov about that today, and, you know, all the injuries they've dealt with and all of that, and one of the things they noted is most of the injuries have come on offense. They've been pretty healthy on the back end, which is a really good sign. Yes, Zach Bogosian missed about a month, but he's back now. So that really solidifies this team on the back end with a lot of experience. And then two of the brighter young defensive stars in the NHL, Brock Faber, who we know about from his time with the Gophers and, you know, who got paid. He's got the big payday. He's going to be here for a long time. And then Zeev Bouyam, who they got with the 12th pick 2 years ago out of the University of Denver. By the way, Gophers in Denver tonight. So, you know, kind of makes sense that they're meeting tonight with those two being the defensive stars. Bouyam is really fun to watch. One of those guys who's just really dynamic with the puck. It was kind of fun today with him and Cale Makar out on the ice at the same time. Makar, of course, they both wear number 8. Makar is probably the best defenseman in the NHL. Another guy who's just really dynamic, playmaking guy who runs the show from back on the blue line. And you can see flashes of that in Zeev Bouyam. So this back end is pretty solid for this team.
Yeah, and I feel like they do have a bit of a mix of guys who can handle the puck and make plays and enough grit back there with veteran, you know, Zach Bogosian, who I don't want out on the ice for, you know, long periods of time, but at least gives them a little bit more of that maybe they didn't have earlier in the season. But we got to talk about Kaprizov. We can't go this far without talking about him. 2 goals today. He's been absolutely the superstar that they've had for years here. And I don't know if you noticed this, Jess, but over the years, when a player signs an expensive contract in the state of Minnesota, they often are under a lot of scrutiny. So how do you feel like Kaprizov has responded to some of the offseason drama and then signing the big contract?
Well, you know, part of the problem when they had that lousy October was Kaprizov was maybe taking it upon himself to try and do a little too much. Mm-hmm. And that was leading to turnovers. And he admitted that, you know, and the coaches admitted that at the time. They said, you know, it's not because he's sloppy. It's just he's trying to make plays. He's trying to be the guy that you need him to be. And sometimes that leads to turnovers. Now, here's a prime example of how things have changed. Tonight he had a turnover. He made kind of a no-look pass in the defensive zone. It missed a couple wild players. It went right to Nathan MacKinnon. If there's a worse place for a no-look pass to go than on the tape of Nathan MacKinnon in the NHL right now, I haven't seen it because MacKinnon, of course, boom, scores his 19th goal of the season, which leads the league. That's in the first period. In the second period, Kaprizov gets a tying goal. Then he gets the go-ahead goal off a nice pass from Ryan Hartman. And so he gets two goals in this game. He is now the third leading all-time goal scorer in Wild history. He passed Zach Parise with today's game. So, you know, you can joke about, you know, you need to pay him. He's getting the highest contract in NHL history, all that. He's earning his money right now because he has been a huge part of this November that they've had.
Right. I mean, we talked about this going into the season, Jess, that you just can't compete in the NHL for anything without having a guy, a top 10 type of player, top 10 type of scorer, and he's played like that so far. Okay, one more thing. The Wild are playing the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow. The Buffalo Sabres' last trip to the postseason was my first week in radio back in 2011. This is a letdown game, Jess. This is a letdown game. When are the Sabres, and they got killed tonight, 5-0 by the Devils. When are the Sabres ever going to make the playoffs again? And is this this a team that Minnesota could overlook?
I made a little bit of a harsh joke with some friends last week, Matthew, and I feel bad about this because I know your history in Buffalo. I said, with all this talk about NHL expansion, you know, is Houston going to get a team? Are they going to give Atlanta another try? Are they going to give Phoenix another try? I said, how about we put an NHL team in Buffalo?
Oh.
I think it would do pretty well if they actually had a professional-level team there. It's just stunning. When you think of that fan base, you think of how hockey-crazy they are in Buffalo. That you're right, they haven't been to the playoffs in so long. I was talking to Marcus Foligno about this, and he said, you know, when there's a playoff run in Buffalo, when the Sabres are good, there is absolutely nothing like it. And, you know, it's almost painful that, you know, they've had top draft picks. They've had, you know, Rasmus Dahlin. They've brought in Jack Eichel. It seems like nothing has worked. It's got to be so frustrating. But you are absolutely right, Matthew. It would be the most Minnesota sports thing ever to knock off the mighty Colorado Avalanche and then somehow find a way to lose to the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow night. So, you know, with that, you know, can we reverse jinx it or something like that? Now that we've brought it up, can we, like, reverse the curse somehow of that potentially happening?
Yeah, maybe that's what we just did. But I covered Marcus Foligno as an American Hockey League player when he was 20 years old, and I'm not sure. I think his first time that he ever got called up, they made the playoffs. And that's it. They haven't made it. He's like a grown man with children and is a veteran on the team now. It's unbelievable how long it's been for that franchise. So that would be my advice to the Minnesota Wild. Don't overlook them because they can be a little scrappy. They've shown some flashes this year, but nothing atypical from what's happened for the rest of the 15 years or whatever that they've missed the playoffs. Jess Myers, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun covering the Minnesota Wild. You may be the only sports reporter in town who's having a good time covering their team right now, but that gets to be you. So thank you so much, as always, for your time. Hopefully you and the family had a good holiday, and we'll talk soon, man.
Take care, Matthew. Always great to talk hockey.
Jess Myers, Pioneer Press there. Minnesota Wild. Holding everybody up.
Red hot.
Because nothing else is working all that good. The Gopher women. The Gopher men.
Hey, they're all west. They're enjoying the sun.
I mean, someone is texting the text line. Talk about the frost. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, my friend Heather Rule. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Is Love covering her. The
She's best.
Yeah, she just launched her own thing, Covering the Frost, so people should go check that out. Anyway, let's take a break. We come back. The power of music was on display on Thanksgiving Day. I want to talk about that. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake. All right, Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake this evening. And watching Texas A&M and Texas, quarterback of Texas A&M just got hurt. He's kind of limping around. I think he's going to be okay, just an ankle. But, wow, what a last couple of days of football. And now this game, and we'll see what happens. But could be an exciting one here. I am pro Arch Manning because it drove me insane that the big talking head TV folk wanted to take his first couple games and make that his entire career. He lost to Ohio State and didn't play that great. Ohio State's unbelievable and won the national championship. And then he had some mediocre games after that, and it was treated like it was the biggest hype bust that's ever happened. It's like, can we get maybe a couple more games for the guy first? It felt like because his name was Manning, that while they're treating it the same way as Shedeur Sanders, which is just to wildly overreact to every single thing that happens. And I don't understand why this is a good model. And maybe this is just being I don't know, around long enough to have seen like Chris Mortensen or John Clayton or a lot of really good NFL reporters on TV that balanced out some of the screaming madness about celebrity players and athletes that seems to just be what they do now. And if Shedeur Sanders has a nice rollout pass and goes 11 for 20 in a win against the worst team in football, it's like, star. And then there's the psychotic nonsense about, well, see, they held them back and all this. It's like, what are we talking about here? And the same thing, same effect, not the same exact thing, but same effect with Arch Manning, where he's a very talented prospect. I think that's pretty clear. Mm-hmm. But the way that he was treated was if we were going to get the answer to whether he was a successful quarterback or not,
yeah,
based on his first two or three games, which is just, I don't remember very many quarterbacks ever in my entire life who their first couple games in college totally determined everything of what they were going to be in their entire life. So I kind of wanted him to prove those people wrong and make those people look silly and ridiculous. So I'm watching this game, though. People keep getting hurt. I wanted to talk about the halftime show. Josh, did you see that, the halftime show?
So I actually did miss it. You're referring to, which one are you referring to?
Jack White.
Okay. Yeah, Jack White / Eminem. I caught clips of it. I did not watch it.
Okay, so last year in one of the venues in St. Paul, now I can't remember what it was. It's a smaller venue, 2,500, 3,000 people. Yeah. Somebody will have to tell me what it was. Went to see Jack White, and he was playing two nights here in Minneapolis. Mm. And it was the best concert that I have been to. I was not lucky enough to ever attend a Prince concert, so I, can't say that I did not move here when Prince was still around, unfortunately. But Jack White was the best that I've ever seen of any concert I've ever been to. I've been to a lot of them, and I like going to shows, but this was the coolest because he had a couple big amplifiers and a couple of guitars and a drummer and a keyboard player and a bass player, and just it was riff after riff after riff, song after song after song. My understanding I read later was that he doesn't have a set list. He just goes to the drummer and he tells them what they're going to play. And as soon as he hits the groove, the whole band knows, and then they just play it. He is such an unbelievable guitar player, writer, performer, the energy from start to finish. It was just incredible. And when I saw that he was playing the halftime show, I thought, it's going to be good. Yeah. I bet it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And what's so cool about Jack White is just how much he cares about music in general.
Mm-hmm.
There is a great documentary called It Might Get Loud, where it's him and Jimmy Page and Edge from U2.
Yep.
And they just go through their lives and careers and they jam together. It's amazing, right? And so you learn a lot. There goes Arch Manning. Learn a lot about Jack White through this. And so I started to follow his career, and that's why I wanted to see him when he was here. And when he steps up to the stage, I notice that he's got the same three amps that he had in this small venue that carries 3,000 people at Ford Field.
Yeah.
And they got about 19 microphones on them because they've got to go through the entire stadium. Yep. It's the same exact sound. And the minute he steps up to the microphone, you know he's not lip syncing. Like, the minute you could tell when someone's lip syncing or not. You could tell from, because when you move closer or farther away, it sounds a little different. It sounds a little more echoey through the stadium, so it doesn't sound perfect. It's clear he's not lip syncing. He's ripping the guitar. The band is playing great. Eminem pops up, and they do a combination song where it's one, Jack White's groove with Eminem's rap lyrics. It's fantastic. They play Seven Nation Army, which just has become one of the biggest arena hits that's ever happened.
Yeah.
And you know what my thought was as I'm watching this? I'm like, this is great. I'm a huge music fan, guitar player. Like, I'm really enjoying this. Is no matter how much music industry tries to shove AI songs, artists whose voices are altered and have to have all of their singing fixed in the process of doing all of their albums, you will never take this away from us. You will never take away how awesome Jack White was. And you know what? Was every note of his perfect? No, that's actually kind of the point of Jack White, is that it's supposed to be garage rock. It's supposed to be kind of messy and kind of crazy and a little bit chaotic and wild. And that's what music's supposed to be, man. Like, why would anyone want these perfectly computerized, fixed voices and instruments to make everything sound like it is just absolutely flawless? I listen to pop hit songs and I think this is just so uninteresting, boring, out of a freaking box. And I believe that the great times in music history are formed by a lot of imperfect artists. I mean, Kurt Cobain, was he in key every single time that he ever sung? I doubt it.
Nope.
Jimi Hendrix played a lot of funky notes that maybe weren't exactly how it was supposed to go, but made them sound awesome because he was Jimi freaking Hendrix. And Jack White is like 50-something, and he's like the last thing I'm holding on to here, because the music industry has slaughtered any type of actual character or personality, and it was just a reminder. It was like being in the desert and getting a nice cold drink of music. Like, yes, that's what this is supposed to be. And there are thousands of artists who are out there who are doing similar stuff, but they get buried by the big industry of, hey, can we play this at a kid's birthday party and South Beach? And that seems to be what you have to have. And it's nothing personal against those artists or anything. And there's some songs that are pretty fun by a Sabrina Carpenter or whatever. I'm not offended by that. But what has been removed from the mainstream almost completely is the Jack Whites of the world, who are true artists that are making stuff that is really 100% thoroughly from the heart and soul. And I was like, thank you, NFL, for putting something here instead of senseless computerized garbage. I was very happy about that. That made my Thanksgiving. I appreciate that. Shout out to Jack White for being awesome.
I love the enthusiasm over old school music. And I hate using the term old school, because you're 110% on point with where we are at in music today. Nobody sits inside of a studio and produces band music anymore. It's more so you can make music from TikTok.
Yeah.
All this other fancy
stuff.
Well,
and that's what it ends up being about, it seems, is that so much of the music is just, can you put it behind TikTok videos? Yeah. And that's what the qualifier is for whether it gets big. And so the thing is that there are people that are making it, and there are bands, of course, at First Ave all the time. Like, there are cool bands that are coming in that are doing their own stuff, that have a lot of heart into their music and are interesting artists and different. And there's, you know, the people who go to those shows love those shows, but they're not being pushed forward, and they can make YouTube careers and they can stream and they can do all that stuff to promote themselves in ways that they never did before. But if you turn on the radio, you are getting more of Post Malone, who is fine, I guess, but that's just not for me. And I don't think that there's a lot of, is he the wrong guy to attack? I don't know.
Is this Matthew Collar yelling at the clouds?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so, because I think when it comes to yelling at the clouds, it's when you say, for example, yelling at the clouds would be to say, you know, back in my day, Patrick Ewing played all 82 games. And you're like, yeah, but the guy, like, go watch the game. I mean, it was so much slower.
Yeah.
He put so much less punishment on his body. I know it was more physical, but that's kind of yelling at clouds. Like, the NBA is still really exciting and really good, and it's not like the NBA has become, and maybe you could argue that some of the changes have made it a little bit less easy to watch. But if you went back to 1994 and you saw games being like 79-76, you would have a lot of complaints then too.
Yeah.
So the games now where you go, oh, it's too easy to score, they're hitting too many threes. Okay, but, you know, a lot of the nights where Michael Jordan scored 40, his team scored 83.
Yeah.
And like, that wasn't actually as fun as you think. Like, it's not actually as good as it looks in the documentary for a lot of that. That would be yelling at clouds. Okay, something changed. People still generally love it. Mm-hmm. It's generally still really, really good product. And, okay, like, I prefer a fist fight or two from time to time in the NBA. Okay, it doesn't happen as much. With this music thing, I feel like it's a threat to society that they have just, in the mainstream, removed real art, and that they are replacing on Spotify with top music hits as being completely created by AI.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is a threat to music that actually means something, and I think is an integral part of society. And I do think that that's a real, real issue. So thank you, Jack White, for making me feel better for a single day. And now I still feel terrible about where music is at. But if you're out there,
it is what it is.
If you're out there making it, playing shows, and people are enjoying it, then good for you, because they're never going to put you as the Spotify top three or whatever, because that has to be garbage. All right. Let's talk some Minnesota Vikings with Andrew Kramer. The Vikings are playing the Seattle Seahawks. Max Brosmer is starting. How will Max Brosmer, Gopher product, perform? We'll talk with Andrew Kramer of the Star Tribune next. Along with Andrew Kramer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
of the Star Tribune, and yes, we will continue to do hardcore previews of these football games, even though they don't have any playoff implications. But that does not mean no implications, Mr. Kramer, because Max Brosmer, undrafted free agent from Minnesota, will be starting against the Seattle Seahawks in this game. So what we get here is a layer of intrigue. So I want you to give me, let's start right out with this. Give me like a 1 to 10 how much intrigue you have for young Mr. Brosmer to get under center.
Oh, definitely an 8. It's up there. It's an 8. That's a solid, solid intrigue rating because of what he's shown in the very tiny sample size so far in terms of the training camp practices, in terms of the preseason. I'm not going to get into the mop-up duty stuff because that doesn't matter. But when he was out there in command of an offense for drive after drive, and again, the little that we've seen, he has shown the poise. He has shown the quick release, as Wes Phillips mentioned, the quick mind to go along with it. I thought it was interesting. Phillips talked about how his mistakes were different than a typical rookie, how he was speeding through progressions and practices where not hanging on certain things when it needed a beat or two more, you know, in terms of the route progression against a coverage. And so he said typically rookies are late to things. They are hanging on things. They're not moving quick enough. And so for Max, he's got the headiness to it. It's just he's going to see things he's never seen before. Mike McDonald, that Seahawks secondary, is incredibly good. They're going to disguise things. They're going to rotate. He's going to have to think as quickly as he's shown in these practices. But I'm really intrigued because this is a talented offense still. I think we forget because of how bad McCarthy's been at times. And when they are thrown catchable passes, they generally catch them.
Yeah, it's hard not to go down the Purple Purdy road and start talking about like
Purple Purdy. I like
yeah,
that.
Like what this could look like if he plays well, because we'll go through it. The Seattle Seahawks defense is an absolute nightmare. I mean, they are stacked from top to bottom and seemingly even getting better with some younger players emerging for them. But the thing that we saw really early on from Max Brosmer was a command of what he was being asked to do. And that's just something that of all the quarterbacks they've brought in here who are not first-round draft picks or expensive free agents or veterans who have been around a while, so I'm thinking of like the Kellen Mons or the Kyle Sloters, even probably Taylor Heinicke, like those guys along the way. And Heinicke ended up having a career, but usually you don't see them take a snap, drop back, find where they're supposed to go with the ball, and deliver it quickly and on time.
Accurately.
Like those, if you can check off those boxes, you've gotten pretty far down the road in the NFL. And even when we're just watching him, and we don't watch practice during the season, but when we're watching him during training camp or even during warmups, you see how well he throws the football. And you see some of that anticipation. I think that that was the thing that really stood out to me in that preseason game against Tennessee. They did play some good players in that game. And I remember watching JT O'Sullivan, and when he likes an anticipation throw, he'll draw a big A a bunch of times in a bunch of different colors. There were numerous A's on the screen. And that's the thing. Like, it really stood out to me that when we talk about the rhythm and timing of the offense, it's supposed to come out before the guys are out of their breaks. And I think that Brosmer has an ability to see that where, and it's hard not to compare him to J.J. McCarthy, who's much younger than him, just as a human being, Max had played more college football and is a couple years older. But you can see those throws come out of his hand when you go back and look at the tape before receivers are out of their breaks, throwing to spaces, throwing to vacancies that we hear talked about a lot. So all the things that we've gotten in our own quarterback school from Kevin O'Connell over the last year or so about what makes good quarterback play, Brosmer, in the small amount that we've seen him, has checked a lot of those boxes.
Yeah, and he'll still have to learn, like McCarthy does, how to layer passes in, what is open in the NFL versus open in college. That's stuff he's been learning since he joined the Vikings. But while he doesn't have the strongest arm of McCarthy, he can touch passes in there. And his accuracy over the middle from, the little bit that we've seen has been very good. So we just haven't seen him in this setting. You're right. Like, Jeffrey Simmons played in the Titans game. Like, they did play some good people in that preseason finale. And so you saw him against real NFL pressure, but you didn't see him against real NFL coverages. Like, no one's going to be game planning a preseason finale in any way, shape, or form. So that's what I want to see, is how does he look like when Devon Witherspoon looks like he's playing a certain coverage and he wants to go that route, and then suddenly he looks up and it's not. Like, we see Sam Darnold struggle with that still. So my intrigue's an 8. But and I have relatively decent expectations for it. Like, I expect him to be coached in a manner with Kevin O'Connell that gets the ball out quickly. I expect Brosmer to follow the plan and get it out where it's supposed to. And that's why I think that they're going to at least look decent with him under center. I just don't know how prolific it's going to be.
I feel like we've been talking to people about him for a really long time. I wrote before training camp a story with his offensive coordinator at the Gophers and his QB coach. And what everybody kept saying is that the cheat code that he has is really his mind for the game. And I think that you have to believe that based on the results of how far he's gotten as an undrafted free agent. Because when John Wolford got here, someone who's been in the league before, someone who was with the Rams, they could have easily said, all right, we're keeping the veteran as QB2. This guy mostly knows the system. He's the one we would trust. And no, it's been Max Brosmer. My understanding is that nobody works harder, smarter than Max Brosmer, that like he is, even when he's not getting reps, he's taking reps himself, calling out the plays. We saw him after practice. I mean, we've seen it all year long, but even Aaron Jones said that he would stay after practice with Max Brosmer, which speaks to Aaron Jones as well. A star running back who's in year whatever, staying after practice to work with the undrafted free agent on some throws is pretty cool. But I think that all those things that you hear about the dudes who make it that aren't supposed to make it, we have heard about Brosmer.
Yeah, and a story I heard this summer from when Brett Rypien and Sam Howell were here, Max was talking about how, because I was asking about Josh McCown, I was doing a story on him being one of the many guys who's helping raise J.J. McCarthy, and this was obviously back in August. And Max talked about how, I bother Josh too much sometimes, and to the point where his teammates, Sam Howell and Brett Rypien, told him, dude, like, you don't get this kind of coaching everywhere. Like, maybe lay off a little bit. Like, don't bother the coaches so much at, you know, midnight, like away from the facility, those kinds of things. But that's how Max was wired. And Max said, like, you're the guy. Everybody here was the guy when you show up to the NFL. We were the guy in college. We were the guy in high school. He said it took him a minute to get rewired in the NFL of, like, I'm not the priority here, which he said was fine. Like, I totally get it. But that's how he's wired. Like, he just was incessantly asking questions and wanted to know. And you've heard O'Connell talk about the good questions he asks in meetings as well. Like, he's not afraid to speak up. He doesn't act like he wasn't acting like QB3 when he was. And now that he's QB1, guys say, hey, he's been acting this way the entire time.
And Greg Harbaugh, who is the offensive coordinator with the Gophers, when they were recruiting Max, he would go to New Hampshire and meet with him. And they installed the offense in a coffee shop. And then by the time they came back, he was already running all the plays in like their spring practices. So he's got that element to him. Does he have the physical tools to be a playmaker when things break down? I think that's what is the biggest question for me about what Brosmer can be. And even in a game like this, because there are question marks at left guard and left tackle, we don't know what's going to happen there. And if he's playing with two backups against this defense, which let's get into for the breakdown here, this defense for the Seattle Seahawks, to me, is elite, elite. Their edge rushers, DeMarcus Lawrence, but also Derek Hall has been a guy who's really emerged for them. He had 8 quarterback pressures last week against the Tennessee Titans, which is, I mean, that's like superstar level stuff. So he has started to emerge for them. And I think their interior, their two defensive tackles, are as good as it gets in the entire NFL. Byron Murphy, a top draft pick. Leonard Williams, a former top draft pick. Thank you to the New York Jets for just feeding great defensive players to all the Vikings opponents, I guess. How do you think that with a young quarterback in there, they will try to manage against such a prolific front?
Yeah, I expect this to be a big Josh Oliver, CJ Ham, heavy personnel type game, which they were already trying to do to an extent with JJ McCarthy as well. But I think when you look at the Seattle front, you're right. They've got a bunch of talent on there. But when you can force them to put their third defensive tackle on the field, kind of bulk up a little bit more. Tennessee tried to do that, and they tried to run some play actions off of it, and Cam Ward did find some success both running and throwing off of those bootlegs. So I expect some of that, and Tennessee was able to at least move the ball and put up some yards on them with a rookie quarterback, no less. So I expect them to try and do that against Seattle. What I don't want to see, and what I'm sure the Vikings don't want to see, is them to get put into third and long situations where Brosmer has to push the ball downfield, because this Seattle team, like you mentioned, is so good. They're really good when they rush with 3 or 4. They don't blitz very often, but when they do, they have the NFL's highest pressure rate. It's, I think it was like 60% when they rush five or more. So they're very good, Mike McDonald is, coming from that Ravens school of things, of disguising things on the back end, sending rushers where you don't expect them. If the Vikings are stuck in a known passing situation, it might not be good news. So that's why I expect heavy personnel, Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason, try to control the game that way. Look, it was 10-6 in Green Bay. Like, it wasn't the end of the world with how they were trying to do that exact thing against a similar defense in Green Bay. I just think Seattle's defense is a little more well-rounded. Iman Worry, the safety, can play a Kyle Hamilton role, drop in there, and be very disruptive down low in a way that I don't think Xavier McKinney is for Green Bay. So Seattle's got a little more ways to attack you, and that's why I'm interested to see how well this approach that I would take would end up panning out.
Let me give you a couple of FanDuel lines for this game, Mr. Kramer. The Vikings are 11.5-point underdogs against the Seahawks on FanDuel. Do you think that they cover?
I do, actually. I do, because that's a huge spread.
It is.
In the NFL, I don't feel confident taking many teams with that big of a spread. So I would take the Vikings to cover that. I do think it's going to be more of a defensive struggle than we think. I think Brian Flores will have some things up the sleeve that bother Sam that don't lead to him putting up 30 to 40 points like that offense is capable of. What we get out of Max Brosmer and the Vikings, I do not know. I think that's kind of a little bit of a mystery box in terms of what we're going to see from them. But I do expect ball control. I don't expect a ton of turnovers because Seattle doesn't force a ton. They just play kind of boring, sound defensive football that forces a lot of punts. And we'll see how many times that's going to be for the Vikings. So, yeah, but I do expect them to cover. Absolutely.
Okay, Max Brosmer, 169.5 yards on FanDuel. Over, under?
I would say under, just because Seattle's given up one 300-yard passer all season. It was Baker Mayfield. Baker Reagan Mayfield is his middle name. I learned that.
I had no idea either.
He's pretty good. So does Seattle's defense. Like, that secondary is incredibly good. They're sound. Kobe Bryant, Iman Worry at safety. Their three corners that they can put on the field, as Justin Jefferson referenced this week, are also very good. I think that is going to keep the lid on Brosmer a little bit, and that's why I think it'll be under.
All right. Thank you for the hardcore breakdown. Yep. We will see what happens as always, and thank you for your time as always. Thanks, Andrew, and we'll talk to you later.
Football.
Football.
On our TV right now, CNN, I'm watching the football game, but there's multiple TVs in here. It says flying cars are now a reality. That's going to be a no for me, dog.
It's fantastic.
I'm not going up there. I'm good. Fantastic. I'm good. Just let's leave me on the ground. 3-3, Texas and Texas A&M. Hasn't been the shootout kind of expected in that game so far. I wanted to ask you, Josh, if you have any traditions, Thanksgiving traditions that you got some family things that you do?
My wife's family's in St. Cloud. So usually we're up there. Yesterday was not one of those days. I was here till 3, and by the time I was off, it was pretty much they were a few of the first bites into Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm like, nah, just going to stay down here.
How far is that?
About an hour.
Oh.
Hour and a half probably from here if you're doing math.
So you just said forget it.
Well, yeah, like especially if you're going to eat and then leave. Like, I'm not going to go up there and be there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, wherever, and come right. I guess I could have. It was kind of in that weird spot where I'm like, it's not really a waste, but like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Especially when you guys are all sitting down already and probably getting, by the time I get there, you'll be done eating. So
we have very few, in part because my wife, as OG WCCO radio listeners know, Sloan Martin, is actually going to be on TV in 5 minutes on Big Ten Network, calling a big game between the Gophers and the Badgers in volleyball. That should be awesome for her tonight. But oftentimes she is busy at different holidays because she broadcasts games, stuff like that. So we don't have a whole lot. On Christmas Day, I will be at U.S. Bank Stadium for a very meaningful game for the Minnesota Vikings against the Detroit Lions. But, you know, like, this is the life we chose, and that's part of it, that you often don't end up maybe investing as much into holidays as other people who don't have to work on holidays and stuff. It's just part of that.
It's part of the game.
But the one thing that we do have is watching the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles
Oh, yes.
every Thanksgiving, which I think is the most flawless movie for a holiday. I mean, what?
Hard to beat.
Christmas Vacation probably goes up there. I think that there's some things about Christmas Vacation that when I rewatch it, I realize we're a little bit on the dated side.
A little bit.
Some of the jokes where you go, okay, well, that's not a bit that we would necessarily use in the, 2025, I guess.
Probably not.
It's a little bit cringe there. The sense of humor is a little bit different. I still love Christmas Vacation. I'll still watch it. The wife does not like that movie.
Mm.
But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, it will never get old. And the only thing that's dated about it is just that a cell phone would have made that so much easier. Everything could have been solved with Expedia. Oh, I just got this hotel.
Correct.
This is what flights are going off. This is when they're going off. Everything would have just been resolved. But John Candy and Steve Martin are incredible in the movie, and it's so much fun and funny. So we watch it every Thanksgiving. That was great. We're going to come back and decide contenders and pretenders in the NFL to preview this week of football games. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.